ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय We are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 1, Chapter 16, titled, How Parikshit Received the Age of Kali. Text number 21. Arakshyamana Striya Urvibalan Shochasya Tho Purushade Ivartan वाचं देवीं ब्रह्मकुले कुकर्म अब्रह्मण्ये राजकुले कुलग्र्यान् आरक्ष्यमाणा स्त्रिय ऊर्विबालान् शोचस्यतो पुरुषादेरिवात्तान् वाचां देवीं ब्रह्मकुले कुकर्मण्य अब्रह्मण्ये राजकुले कुलग्र्यान् अरक्ष्यमाणा स्त्रिय ऊर्विबालान् शोचस्यथो पुरुषादेरिवार्तान् वाचं देवीं ब्रह्मकुले कुकर्मणि अब्रह्मण्ये राजकुले कुलाग्र्यान् अरक्ष्यमाणा स्त्रिय ऊर्विबालान् शोचस्यथो पुरुषादेरिवार्तान् वाचं देवीं ब्रह्मकुले कुकर्मणि अब्रह्मण्ये राजकुले कुलाग्र्यान् अरक्ष्यमाणा स्त्रिय ऊर्विबालान् शोचस्यथो पुरुषादेरिवार्तान् वाचं देवीं ब्रह्मकुले कुकर्मणि अब्रह्मण्ये राजकुले कुलाग्र्यान् आरक्ष्यमाणाः अनप्रोटेक्टेड् स्त्रियः वुमन् उर्वि ऑन् द अर्थ् बालान् चिल्ड्रन् शोचसि You are feeling compassion. Atho, as such, Purusha Adehi, by men. Iva, like that. Artan, those who are unhappy. Vacham, vocabulary. Devi, the goddess. Brahmakule, in the family of the Brahmana. Kukarmani, acts against the principles of religion. Abrahmanye, persons against the Brahmanical culture. Rajakule, in the administrative family. Kula Agriyan, most of all the families. The Brahmanas. Translation, are you feeling compunction for the unhappy woman and children who are left forlorn by unscrupulous persons? Anyone knows the meaning of compunction? Because the translation is compassion.
It's
similar, okay. Thanks. Or are you unhappy because the goddess of learning is being handled by Brahmanas addicted to acts against the principles of religion? Or are you sorry to see that the Brahmanas have taken shelter of administrative families that do not respect Brahmanical culture? Purport by His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada. In the age of Kali, the woman and children, along with the Brahmanas and cows, will be grossly neglected and left unprotected. In this age, illicit connection with women will render many women and children uncared for. Circumstantially, the woman will try to become independent of the protection of men, and marriage will be performed as a matter of formal agreement between man and woman. In most cases, the children will not be taken care of properly. The Brahmanas are traditionally intelligent men, and thus they will be able to pick up modern education to the topmost rank. But as far as moral and religious principles are concerned, they shall be the most fallen. Education and bad character go ill together, but such things will run parallel. The administrative heads as a class will condemn the tenets of Vedic wisdom and will prefer to conduct a so-called secular state, and the so-called educated Brahmanas will be purchased by such unscrupulous administrators. Even a philosopher and a writer of many books on religious principles may also accept an exalted post in a government which denies all the moral codes of the Shastras. The Brahmanas are specifically restricted from accepting such service, but in this age of age, they will not only accept service, but they will do so even if it is of the meanest quality. There are some of the symptoms of the Kali age which are harmful to the general welfare of human society.
Om Jnana Simranthasya Jnananjana Shalakhaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Svayam Rupa Kadamakhyam Dadati Svapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Shri Yuta Padagamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shri Vishakhanvitamscha. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dinabandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostute Tapta Kanjana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanusute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha Paditanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Shri Vasadi Gaur Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare.
Hare Krishna. So here we can see Maharaj Parikshit found out that the age of Kali had begun. So he wanted to chastise whoever is responsible for this age of Kali. And he was touring his kingdom. As we know, he's a monarch. So he had the whole earth under his control. And he wanted to find out what's really happening. How come this age of Kali has begun, and he wanted to bring everything in his control. And he wanted to chastise and punish the personification of the age of Kali. So herein, Maharaj Parikshit is seeing Dharma personified in the form of a bull and cow. And here, a few questions are being posed. That is a kind of what kind of compunction or compassion for the unhappy woman and children who are left forlorn by unscrupulous persons. So this is the symptom of Kali. That is, four classes are meant to be protected according to Vedas, considered the weaker section of the society, or who really need protection for the whole welfare of the entire society. And these four classes are mentioned as woman, children, brahmanas and cows. So if you don't give protection to these four classes, then the society will degrade. So this is very obvious, especially in this age of Kali, how these four classes are completely unprotected, rather they are being exploited. So here we can see the first class that is mentioned is the class of woman. So women are protected in the Vedic system. So according to Chanakya Pandit, it is mentioned that Pita Rakshati Kaumare, Pati Rakshati Yavane, and Putra Rakshati Varthake, Nastri Swatantriyam Arhasi Arhati. So it's mentioned that the women are protected in the classic Vedic system when they are young by father, and when they are in their youthful age, they get married and they are being protected by their husbands. And when they grow old, then their protection is in the hands of their sons. So in all times, women are protected. So rather, in this age of Kali, woman means they are being used for exploitation completely. So if you see any advertisements, woman's body is being used, exploited, to attract people, attract men, to purchase anything which has nothing specifically to do with the woman class at all. If you want to sell a washing machine, any cloth, anything, car, motorbike, even cigarette, anything, any ad there is, they use the body of woman to expose the body of woman or exploit the body of woman just for the sake of selling something. So this is exploitation. So on one side, for the financial benefit, the society, the business people are using women in this manner. And on the other side, the women, they are agreeing to do such kind of a thing. They are happy to do so because they lack intelligence. So this is the situation. So both men and women and the entire society lacks intelligence. So they exploit women, and woman agrees to be exploited, and we can see the current society degrading very rapidly. So in Krishna consciousness, we are taught and we are trained how to protect woman and how to respect woman. So again, there is the quotation from Chanakya Pandit in the Chanakya Niti that is given as Matruvat Paradareshu. So Matruvat means just like a mother. Paradareshu. If somebody is married, one cannot see one's wife as mother, but all other women must be respected as mother. And if one is a brahmachari, then all the ladies must be respected as mother. So this is internal, it's an internal act primarily. Because respect means, okay, it comes as the external act, but one must see all the ladies, whether young or old, as mother. So this is our culture. So Srila Prabhupada emphasizes this very, very emphatically. He says, not even as sister, Prabhupada says, as mother. So the highest respect one should give to woman is in the form of mother. So then the question arises, it is pretty easy to see if a lady has a child, then it is easy to see as mother. Correct? It is very easy to see as mother because they are already mother. So it is easy to respect them as mother. So how about who are not mothers in a literal fashion, they are not mothers. So one should see that they have the potential to be mothers. So we have to see in the same form as mother. There is no difference. Similarly, if somebody is old, they may not have children. Still we have to see that they are in the position of mother. So no matter whether young or old, in any range, woman must be seen as mother. So in that way, we can actually have a nice consciousness. We can worship Krishna in a nice consciousness. So that is very important. So this is the basic essential Vedic teaching, how to see woman. Because especially for men, it is very important. Otherwise, one will find very difficult to make spiritual progress. Because internally one is meditating, then it is very difficult to make progress. So one has to train one's mind with intelligence. One has to train one's mind with intelligence to see, because spontaneously we may not be able to respect all the ladies as mothers. So one has to train the mind with intelligence coupled with our devotion service. Then slowly one can see woman all as mother. So we had to move forward in that direction. So that is very essential according to Vedic culture. Then next is given as children. So children are meant to be protected. And woman, there is another very important aspect in connection to children, because they form the future society. Because the children are primarily taken care by woman. So that is very important. The woman nature is so important for the generation of the future society. If we need a society of good quality people, then mother has to be of good quality. Of course, the father. Mother has to be of good quality in the sense of training as well. Then children can be brought up in a nice fashion. So there is a difference in nature of men and women. And woman's nature is more suitable to look after children. Because it is mentioned, their emotions and intelligence can coexist, can work together. So in looking after children, that is the coexistence of intelligence and emotions, both are required. Men can switch between these two. Men can become emotional, and then the intelligence can completely be switched off. So the simultaneous existence of both are required in taking care of children. So in connection to children, woman's role is very important. Then, so the next class is mentioned are children. And in this age of Kali, children are abused so much. It is actually surprising, and I don't know how far we know about it, but why such laws are passed in legislation for the protection of children? The parent, especially I think in Australia, if someone can correct, that will be good. That is, children, parents cannot, or even school, the teacher cannot beat the children, right? It's against the law, is it right? Punishment is allowed? No, it's not. It's against the law. Because children are being abused. So they had to have such kind of a law. In many countries, when we were kids, beating is not a big deal. If we are mischievous, we were beaten many times. Not only in home, at school also. So the teacher has a big stick, probably this long. A cane, yeah, exactly, cane. And it is very painful. It's pretty painful. It's not a pleasant experience at all. And the teacher says, okay, you turn backside, That's the back, the beating at the back, And if you have a shorts or something which is long, even sometimes they pull and then beat. So it is painful. So it is actually good. Because then they get corrected. Then they don't do the same mistake. So children need punishment. It is a wrong understanding that, children do not need any punishment. But this kind of laws were passed in legislation because of this reason, because these being abused. Father, mother, they themselves, they do not behave properly. They are under the clutches of intoxication, drugs, and there is no proper relation going on at home. And they abuse children. It was one time in I think it was in France. Parents abused and sexually abused their child, so to speak. And they were brought to the court, and they were, so the lawyer who was pleading for these people, he was in the court, and the parents, they don't know anything. They can't even speak anything properly, and their lawyer had to tell him, actually parents are meant to give protection. Tell that, we are actually meant to give protection. We have done something wrong. The lawyer had to tell them, okay, tell this. So the parents, they do not know. They have to really look after their children. So this is the age of Kali. And in internet, child pornography, and it is banned. So it means it is there. See how Kali Yuga has degraded. Children are sexually abused. So that is the age of Kali. So where children need protection, they need care, and they have to be brought up very nicely, and traditionally they have to be given Krishna conscious education. And in that way, they had to be cultivated. Then they become good devotees. They become good citizens of this world. So unless and until that happens, we cannot expect a good society. First of all, children are produced in this world with wrong consciousness. They are produced just as a part of sense gratification. So the parents do not have any higher consciousness. And in that consciousness, children are produced. So naturally, we can understand what kind of consciousness they would have. And on top of that, there is no proper training or education. So we can see the quality of the children generally get worse. They don't behave at all. Kids, many times it is surprising to see how children are not protected and not taken care. We went on books, I think 2 years back, to Geelong, and they had to appoint 2 security guards to look after these kids. What they were doing? So they started a new bus station next to, just in the main center. And after they had this bus station opened, the kids started coming there, and they are doing all kind of mischiefs. Throwing stones, even some of them drugs, cigarettes, everything. And not one or two, there are bunches of them, 20, 30 like that. And they are just hanging around there all the time. And they do all different kinds of things. And the shopping mall, because they want their sales to go very nicely, so they appointed a few securities, and their only purpose is they are just going up and down and taking care of the kids. And we were doing books there. So we did Harinam at the end of the day, we did Harinam, only two of us. And all these kids, they were joined, and they were dancing, and they were having some fun. So it was obvious that kids, children are not taken care of. Parents, they don't take care. So actually, for a family where children are taken care, they don't allow their child to go like this. They send them to school, otherwise do something productive, not just loiter in the street all the time. The children are not protected. Rather, they are also being exploited. Along with brahmanas. So what to speak about brahmanas? First of all, there are not many brahmanas. But even if someone gives some brahmanical advice, no one is interested to listen. And brahmanical class has lost its power, and they don't follow anything. Everything has become just ritualistic. So as it is mentioned here, are you unhappy because the goddess of learning is being handled by brahmanas addicted to the acts against the principles of religion? Can you see that? So, brahmanas, they just want money. So if you give money, they are ready to do any puja, any rituals. So there is a menu card is there. Just if you go to a restaurant, there is a menu. In the same way, brahmanas, they have their menu card. This puja, okay, this much money. That puja, this much money. It's a fixed. If you give money, you get it. If you don't give, they will argue. I have heard conversation amongst pujaris. I went there, they didn't give me enough. That was, just terrible it was. They didn't give me enough. Then I had to ask them, okay, you have to give me this much. Or if you go to that place, okay, they give you nice money. So what's the kind of consciousness? So brahmanical class have reduced. And the so-called brahmanas by birth, they may be brahmanas by birth, they may be working in a bank, or riding a bus driver, or rickshaw, so many kinds of occupations. So they are not actually brahmanas. So they have lost the Brahminical status. And obviously, because of that, people have lost all kinds of respect for Brahmana, the so-called Brahmanas. And even to some degree, even there are some real Brahmanas, still people don't respect because they are so accustomed to so-called Brahmanas. And how about cows? Cows are being slaughtered. India is one of the biggest, not the top one, but second or third. In the top 10, India is there in exporting cow's meat. So this is the situation. So instead of protection of cows, cow slaughter is going on. So Kali Yuga means everything upside down. So it's a very obvious fact. Women, children, Brahmanas and cows are mistreated and exploited. So this is Kali Yuga. Now, if you try to analyze why such a thing is happening, one reason is, if we have a car and if we have a windscreen, the windscreen must be cleaned, correct? Otherwise we cannot drive. If the windscreen is not clean, then we can't see what's going on, so we cannot drive properly. But if somebody is not driving at all, and if there is a car and nobody is using it, then what happens? So if we say to someone, okay, you have to clean the windscreen every day. So first day he cleans, then it's nice and clean. Second day he cleans, and he cleans for some time. So after that he starts thinking, why do I have to clean this windscreen? Why do I have to do this? You know, it's just like a ritual. I'm doing this, and what's the whole purpose? The purpose of the car is from going from point A to point B. So there is a destination for the car. So if it's not driven, there is no point in cleaning the windscreen. In the same way, when the spiritual element is removed from the society, then there is no meaning for moral standards. So morality, it's not natural. For the conditioned being, morality is not so natural. To respect women, it may not be so natural. One may have attraction, one may want to exploit. But then the question arises, why do we have to follow morality in any way, in any respect? So the Western society have completely gone away from such kind of moral principles. So it is relative morality. It is relative. Which is good or bad, it's up to you. And primarily that will boil down to how our mind or senses feel. If I feel good, okay, it is good for you. If you don't feel good, it's not good for you. So that which determines is the feelings of mind and senses. So in India, this relative morality has come because the rituals of the Hindu culture, it has lost its values. It's going away so fast. Because what is the whole purpose? People do not understand what is the whole purpose of morality. It is helpful, or it is bringing mode of goodness so that we can transcend the mode of goodness and we can come to the spiritual platform. When that purpose is lost, when we lose the spiritual purpose, then the morality doesn't make a lot of sense. So people give up morality and come to the relative moral standards. So here it's mentioned next, in the age of illicit connection with women will render many women and children uncared for. So women are being exploited, and in that connection even children are produced and they don't have any care. So single mother, so you know, it is a class. So many other single mother, it has become a class in Australia itself. So it is because of illicit connection and unqualified men and women both. Circumstantially, the woman will try to become independent of the protection of man, and marriage will be performed as a matter of formal agreement between man and woman. So why women become independent? Because men are not qualified. Men are not qualified to look after. So since men do not have qualities, then there is no point woman becoming chaste or dependent on men. So they become independent. And marriage, it is just a formality. And if there is marriage, that's a big thing. So now there are not many marriages also. As we are hearing in statistics, near Bombay, the divorce rate has become 50%, more than 50%. So what to speak about rest of the world, rest of big cities. The Brahmanas are traditionally, it's a very interesting point, the Brahmanas are traditionally intelligent men, and thus they will be able to pick up modern education to the topmost rank. See? It's a fact. Brahmanas, those who from Brahminical, those who are Brahminical by nature, they can study, you know, they go to the higher education without much difficulty, they can study. Because by their karma, they are kind of in the mode of goodness, kind of in the mode of goodness. So the senses and mind are controlled to some degree. So when the senses and mind are controlled to some degree, they can study any subject without much difficulty. So they are thoughtful by nature. So, I have seen, especially in the so-called Brahmana families, traditional Brahmana families, they emphasize education so much. Not Vedic education, materialistic education. It's a fact. And they become quite successful. But on the other side, as it is mentioned here, they give up moral standards. They start eating meat, illicit sex, or intoxication, everything becomes prominent. I had a personal experience. There was one of my boss. He was a so-called Brahmana. And he used to eat meat, drink, everything, cigarette. You know, he was a kind of a chain smoker. And we have seen him. And one day he invited all of us, all his employees, for a function at his home. And that was for his son's Upanayana, you know, the sacred thread ceremony. So I was shocked, actually. I didn't actually realize that he was a Brahmana, or, you know, he followed all these kind of things. And for the ceremony, he was having a nice dhoti, you know, chadar, and big Brahmin thread, you know, so many Brahmanas chanting Vedic hymns, and a big ceremony, and big feast, and gift for everyone. Everything completely in a very high class. But at the same time, his activities, it is less than Shudra. Animalistic. So this is the traditional Brahminical class, what happened to them. So naturally people will lose all kind of respect. Education and bad character go ill together. So this is a very important point. If we have actually knowledge, then it has to manifest in our character. But modern education creates animalistic mentality. They don't have any good qualities. So morality is not part of the education, because morality in itself has become relative. So we cannot say what is right and what is wrong. No one knows. So how can they educate what is right and what is wrong? So morality is something which is personal. We can see big educational institutions, we can see big professors, they are into intoxication, illicit sex and gambling. Now we have personal experience. They don't have any moral standards whatsoever. But at the same time, they are big professors and they are the leaders of the society. So what can we think about the rest of the people? The administrative heads as a class will condemn the tenets of Vedic wisdom and will prefer to conduct a so-called secular state. And the so-called educated Brahmanas will be purchased by unscrupulous administrators. So the modern system is, there cannot be religion as part of governance. Religion shouldn't be there in education. In many countries there are no religious education. America, there is strictly banned. In India, most of India, there is no religious education whatsoever as part of the curriculum. They have removed. And there are many reasons for that. One time, there was a move, it's many years back, there was a move from the government that we will take the good, some common aspects of all religions like Hinduism, Christianity, Muslim, Islam, etc., Buddhism, whatever, take the important aspects and we will include them in the curriculum. Then few religious groups, they opposed. They said, we cannot agree that other religions are right. Basically Christians and Muslims, they opposed. They said, we cannot agree that, okay, Christians said, even as part of education, we cannot allow our children to learn anything from other religions. So better not to have anything at all. So at the end of the day, it is completely secular, meaning there is no religious education whatsoever in the curriculum. Rather, people study, you know, Darwin's theory and chemical evolution, and they become kind of atheists. And devotees have to preach, first remove whatever they have learned, and then actually come, you know, make them understand what is wrong, what is right. So it's a more of a preaching effort. People don't have any faith anymore. Even a philosopher and writer of many books on religious principles may also accept an exalted post in government which denies all moral codes of the Shastras. So many times it's very interesting that the government could be communist. In the state I am from, they rule, every 5 years the communists rule. And then there will be a change of government, and the communists, they are ruling. And technically they are the heads of all the temples also. You see, the temples are administered by, ultimately by the government, and they are communists. And they say they don't believe in any kind of religions. And they are actually taking care of all the temples. So you can imagine what would happen to the temple, and what would happen to the temple funds. So this is Kali Yuga. And they may write, even the so-called Brahmanas and philosophers, they may write so many kinds of books, but they may accept employment. A Brahmana is never allowed to accept salary. So Chanakya Pandit was offered salary by who? Chandragupta? Who was the... Chandragupta Maurya. So Chanakya said, he was giving all advices, but he was just living in a hermitage, in a hut. So Chanakya said, no, I will not accept salary from you. Because if I accept salary from you, then I cannot guide you. That's it. So Brahmana means he has to be independent. He is not dependent. If he has to guide someone, he shouldn't be dependent. He shouldn't accept salary. Rather, he can just give advice according to Shastra. So that is very important. But there are no such Brahmanas. Advisors are paid advisors. So they have to move according to their master. But in this age, they will not only accept service, but they will do so even if it is of the meanest quality. So anyway, there is no Brahminical class, even if it is there, they can act in any way. These are some of the symptoms of the age of Kali, which are harmful to the general welfare of human society. So we can see, general welfare of the society is very pathetic. General condition of the minds of people, very troublesome. Manda sumanda mataya. People are lazy. People are disturbed all the time. People can say we are happy, but people are not happy at all. People are not satisfied. And the whole consumer society is based on dissatisfaction. It's not based on satisfaction. Consumerism means dissatisfaction. Because you have something now, and if one is satisfied with that, then one cannot move for something which is, some new things come, you cannot move for it if somebody is satisfied with that. So, if the whole idea is to create dissatisfaction in the consumers so they can move forward for the next product. So the society is based on dissatisfaction. So if there is satisfaction, then this consumer society would collapse. So the principle is dissatisfaction. So there has to be dissatisfaction for this economy to thrive. So these are some of the symptoms of the age of Kali. So we can see the age of Kali right in front of our eyes. So we have to be educated in Krishna consciousness. We have to practice nicely, and we have to give to others. So that is the only solution. There are no other solutions. As Srila Prabhupada mentioned, even a fraction of the society becomes Krishna consciousness, there will be both material and spiritual change. There will be both spiritual and material welfare for the society. So that is the only hope that we have. So I stop here and see if there are any comments or questions. Yes.
You put very nicely exploitation of children and women. Very important. I'll tell you personal example. I saw one lady last week only. She had three or four early 30s. She said two divorces and three children and so much stress. She was referred for thyroid and problems. So you can see how much exploitation. They are getting money from the government. And all sorts of things are going on. So even in India, the same thing is becoming now.
Yeah.
I'll tell you a personal example. When I was a 5-year-old boy, my mother told me that if you don't become a devotee, then you have to go to another womb, which can be human womb or animal womb. So you have to become a devotee, otherwise you are finished, your life is finished. And she used to say, she used to be Bhagavatam classes. Wonderful Janani Yakrit and Raya Maharaj. thinking that more material education means Yogindriya expansion.
Yeah, that's right.
So if there is no more material material, if there is no what we call like
slaughterhouse of material education.
No law.
Prabhupada says in the Isha Upanishad that is just like education means just like having a serpent with a stone on the hood. So it becomes very attractive because there is a stone, jewel on the hood, but it's just poison, so one gets bitten. Anything else?
And children are very common.
Yeah, it is.
Very
Hare Krishna. Sorry?
In spite of such rich parents, they don't look after. The television is a headmaster. No one is in the house all the time. Mm. And children are watching and they are no control. They should be restricted 1 hour, 2 hours.
1 hour, 2 hours. Yeah, even parents are, not only children, parents are addicted to television. I spoke to an old lady a while ago. A relative. She said she had reduced her television, watching television, the number of hours. So I asked him, how long do you watch? He said 6 to 10 evening. Only 6 to 10, eating, everything, 6 to 10.
Children go to the school project.
Yeah, not only that, now everyone has iPads. In many of the schools, iPads are compulsory. So Maya is everywhere. Full on.
That's why Srila Prabhupada wanted to win sannyasi, so that he can preach to the whole world and make people more Christian. Mm. And so the distinction of books and Sankirtan and Vishara distribution. The whole purpose of Srila Prabhupada to make this society extreme competitive for all people. You know the famous example. Prabhupada was going on front road and Chitari was in the car and Chitari saw Prabhupada was crying. Tears were rolling out in his eyes. So when they reached the temple, they asked Prabhupada, something wrong with us? He said, no, I was just thinking that these people are wasting time, sports and this and that. And instead of that, they are wasting their whole human life. They have to be carrying. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna,
Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Kandra Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Jai Gaur Prabhupada ki.